Slow down there, old girl. Howdy. This is Biker Bob, and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. I'm outside a local biker bar right now, and I'm about to step in. And I'm going to do this podcast inside a real biker bar. So come with me, but hang on tight. Anything could happen. Now, a friend of mine named Bart owns this bar, and he calls it Black Bart's. Huh? That makes sense. Well, I'll go over here and talk to my good friend Dave. Dave's a bartender. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bobby. What do you have?
Well, I'm just going to go over here and take a table, Dave. Why don't you send Jenny over?
Okay. You got it, Bobby. Jenny, take care of Bobby.
I'm just going to sit down at my favorite table right here. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, sweetie. What will it be?
Just bring me a nice cold beer.
You got it.
Well, not a bad crowd here tonight. I don't know. Looks like there may not be too much trouble here. I guess we're going to find out.
How you doing, Bobby?
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing, boys? That's some of the boys I used to ride with years ago. They're good guys. You know, whenever you come to a biker bar, you're going to see old friends, make new friends, and maybe even some new enemies. You never know. So you got to be careful and watch your back. I mean, I know most of these boys in this bar. I grew up with them. They're second generation, my friends' kids. You know, I've been coming to this bar for about 15, 20 years. So when you do that, you know everybody, right? And if you're an old guy like me, you don't let it bother you. It ain't so much the ego anymore. You just want to come in and have a nice cold beer. That's it. I ain't got nothing to prove anymore. Well, I've rolled with most of these guys my whole life. Oh, thanks, darling. Nice cold beer. Thank you very much.
You got it.
That waitress? Well, that's Gator's little girl, Jenny. Hell, I remember the day she was born. Didn't we have a drunk that day? Man, you always celebrate the birth of your children. You do it biker style. Hey, there's my old buddy Cooncat. Hey, Cooncat, come on over here and sit down and talk to me for a while. Hey, how you been doing, old buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? How you doing?
Well, I've been doing good. Man, I ain't seen you in a coon's age. Man, you're still wearing that same old hat. Man, you must have been wearing that hat for 20 years now.
Bobby, I've had it for quite a while, yeah. But, I think it's time I get a new one, you know?
Yeah, I do. I think it's time you get a new one. But you never will you? Hey, Cooncat. You remember when we rode together with the Cobras? Yeah, we rode with the Cobras for about 2 or 3 years. Do you remember that?
I remember that, Bobby. We had a good time riding with the Cobras. I remember that. I remember the time we delivered groceries to Mrs. Bronson because she had a stroke and she couldn't go to the store. So we delivered groceries. And the time we delivered all the Christmas presents to the Boys and Girls Orphanage at the end of town there, I remember doing that, and...
Cooncat, I don't think that was the Cobras.
And I remember all the nice things we did for people in this town. That's what we did.
Cooncat, I think you're thinking about the JCs, when you were a member of the JCs, huh? That wasn't the Cobras.
Oh, well, I don't remember much, Bobby, because I fell and hit my head a lot, you know. But, I remember.
Well, it was great talking to you again, Cooncat. You take her easy, all right? Come back and have a beer with me a little later.
Okay, Bobby. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Cooncat's a good guy. He has a few issues. He hit his head a few times when he was with the Cobras, and he never was quite the same, but he's still got a big heart. Believe me. Well, I'll be damned. It's my old buddy Snake. Snake, come on over here, man. Have a beer.
How you doing, Bobby? Nice to see you, man. The old lady let you out off the leash tonight?
Yeah, kinda. I'm doing my podcast here tonight. Sit down here and join me. Let me buy you a beer.
Yeah, okay, Bobby. Whatever you say, man.
This guy here gave me my first bike when I was, 14 years old? Yeah, Bobby, I give you the old 55 Shovelhead, I believe it was, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what it was. That was a piece of shit, but man, I gotta give you credit, boy. You fixed it up and you got $40-some-odd hundred out of it, too. I'm proud of you, boy. You didn't give me a damn cent of it. Yeah, but I did let you take it for a ride once or twice. And you know the code of biker code. You never ride another man's bike. You can ride my old lady, but you can't ride my bike, right?
Yeah, something like that, Bobby.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Probably Bear. He brings that 9mm in every once in a while. He has to show off, you know.
Probably shot out a light or hit one of the wooden posts. Just to show off, you know. Well, I wish you wouldn't shoot it around in here. Man, I don't want to be the one to eat lead, you know. Uh-oh, Snake. I think something's brewing behind us. I think you and I ought to get the hell out of here.
Good idea, Bobby. I think we better vamoose, as they say, you know.
Yeah, I'm right behind you. Hey, this is Biker Bob doing the Biker Bob podcast inside a real biker bar. We're going to get the hell out of here before all hell breaks loose. Well, I'm back outside and I'm getting on my bike and hightailing it out of here. I want to thank you for joining me, Biker Bob, for the Biker Bob podcast. I'll see y'all next time. Remember, ride to live, live to ride. Hell yeah. This is Biker Bob, and you're listening to the Biker Bob podcast. I'm outside a local biker bar right now, and I'm about to step in. And I'm going to do this podcast inside a real biker bar. So come with me, but hang on tight. Anything could happen. Now, a friend of mine named Bart owns this bar, and he calls it Black Bart's. Huh? That makes sense. Well, I'll go over here and talk to my good friend Dave. Dave's a bartender. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bobby. What do you have?
Well, I'm just going to go over here and take a table, Dave. Why don't you send Jenny over?
Okay. You got it, Bobby. Jenny, take care of Bobby.
I'm just going to sit down at my favorite table right here. Oh, right here. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, sweetie. What will it be?
Just bring me a nice cold beer.
You got it.
Well, not a bad crowd here tonight. I don't know. Looks like there may not be too much trouble here. I guess we're going to find out.
How you doing, Bobby?
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bobby.
How you doing, boys? That's some of the boys I used to ride with years ago. They're good guys. You know, whenever you come to a biker bar, you're going to see old friends, make new friends, and maybe even some new enemies. You never know. So you got to be careful and watch your back. I mean, I know most of these boys in this bar. I grew up with them. They're second generation, my friends' kids. You know, I've been coming to this bar for about 15, 20 years. So when you do that, you know everybody, right? And if you're an old guy like me, you don't let it bother you. It ain't so much the ego anymore. You just want to come in and have a nice cold beer. That's it. I ain't got nothing to prove anymore. Well, I've rode with most of you guys my whole life. Oh, thanks, darling. Nice cold beer. Thank you very much.
You got it.
That waitress? Well, that's Gator's little girl, Jenny. Hell, I remember the day she was born. Didn't we have a drunk that day? Man, you always celebrate the birth of your children. You do it biker style. Hey, there's my old buddy Cooncat. Hey, Cooncat, come on over here and sit down and talk to me for a while. Hey, how you been doing, old buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? How you doing?
Well, I've been doing good. Man, I ain't seen you in a coon's age. Man, you're still wearing that same old hat. Man, you must have been wearing that hat for 20 years now.
Bobby, I've had it for quite a while, yeah. But, I think it's time I get a new one, you know?
Yeah, I do. I think it's time to get a new one. But you never will you? Hey, Cooncat, you remember when we rode together with the Cobras? Yeah, we rode with the Cobras for about 2 or 3 years. Do you remember that?
I remember that, Bobby. We had a good time riding with the Cobras. I remember that. I remember the time we delivered groceries to Mrs. Bronson because she had a stroke and she couldn't go to the store. So we delivered groceries. And the time we delivered all the Christmas presents to the Boys and Girls Orphanage at the end of town there. I remember doing that, and...
Cooncat, I don't think that was the Cobras.
And I remember all the nice things we did for people in this town. That's what we did.
Cooncat, I think you're thinking about the JCs, when you were a member of the JCs, huh? That wasn't the Cobras.
Oh, well, I don't remember much, Bobby, because I fell and hit my head a lot, you know. But, I remember.
Well, it was great talking to you again, Cooncat. You take her easy, all right? Come back and have a beer with me a little later.
Okay, Bobby. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Cooncat's a good guy. He has a few issues. He hit his head a few times when he was with the Cobras, and he never was quite the same, but he's still got a big heart, believe me. Well, I'll be damned. It's my old buddy Snake. Snake, come on over here, man, have a beer.
How you doing, Bobby? Nice to see you, man. The old lady let you out off the leash tonight?
yeah, kinda. I'm doing my podcast here tonight. Sit down here and join me. Let me buy you a beer.
Yeah, okay, Bobby. Whatever you say, man.
This guy here gave me my first bike when I was, 14 years old? Yeah, Bobby, I had given you the old 55 Shovelhead, I believe it was, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what it was. That was a piece of shit, but man... I gotta give you credit, boy. You fixed it up and you got $40-some-odd hundred out of it, too. I'm proud of you, boy. You didn't give me a damn cent of it. Yeah, but I did let you take it for a ride once or twice. And you know the code of biker code. You never ride another man's bike. You can ride my old lady, but you can't ride my bike.
right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell was that? Probably Bear. He brings that 9mm in every once in a while. He has to show off, you know. Probably shot out a light or hit one of the wooden posts. Just to show off, you know. Well, I wish you wouldn't shoot it around in here. Man, I don't want to be the one to eat lead, you know. Uh-oh, Snake. I think something's brewing behind us. I think you and I ought to get the hell out of here. Good idea, Bobby. I think we better vamoose, as they say, you know? Yeah, I'm right behind you. Hey, this is Biker Bob doing the Biker Bob podcast inside a real Biker Bob. We're going to get the hell out of here before all hell breaks loose. Well, I'm back outside, and I'm getting on my bike and hightailing it out of here. I want to thank you for joining me, Biker Bob, for the Biker Bob podcast. I'll see y'all next time. Remember, ride to live, live to ride. Hell yeah.